Okay, we are recording.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on February 1st, 2021 at 9:30 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Art Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley. Okay. Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
And a declaration of conflicts of interest. I am 8CI. So Cheryl, you will obviously have to take over that portion of it.
Okay.
Any other conflicts of interest? All right, hearing none. Go to discuss amendment approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from January 5th, 2021.
This is Bart. I do have one correction. I was not mad to make a motion. I was happy to make a motion. 5B. Not a big deal, but.
Ms. Chuck, I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of January 5th as amended.
Cheryl, I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes January 5th, 2021, with the before-mentioned amendments. All those in favor, Eric Fries.
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Jennifer Fadley. Okay, she's still not here.
Okay, hearing no opposition, the regular session meeting minutes have been approved. Everybody look at March 1st, April 5th, May 3rd. Any conflicts for anybody for those 3 months, that 3 month time frame? All right, we will move on then. Number 6, review, discussion, possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. Letter A, review, discussion, possible actions on whether or not to open a complaint. We do have Nicole, I'm going to pronounce it Mama. So obviously we have the information on Nicole.
Mr. Fries, or Mr. Chair, she is present on the call.
I am.
Okay, did I say your last name correctly?
Mumma.
Mumma, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Do you have anything that you would like to express to the board in addition to what the information that we already have?
I don't think so. I just recently moved to Arkansas. That's the only change.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I could give a little bit of a history on this.
Sure.
I tried to provide as much information as possible in that memo to the board. There was a bit of a miscommunication on getting a waiver on the continuing education, because this all happened during the time of COVID when we were giving waivers for continuing education for the purpose of renewal. So as I stated in that memo, there was Ms. Mumma did request an extension. I thought she was requesting an extension for the renewal. She thought she was requesting an extension for the continuing education for her consent agreement. Once we got that straightened out, there still was a delay on getting those continuing education courses submitted, but they eventually were all submitted.
Okay, and just in your opinion, was this by definition late entry based upon the communication conflicts and the whole COVID situation?
I think that played a big role in it.
Okay. Okay, and I know you, Ms. Muma, you have described in here that you have no desire to renew your license for Arizona because you've obviously moved to Arkansas.
Yes.
Karen, are we? Is she still licensed here?
Yes. Yes, so Ms. Muma was given a 6-month extension for continuing education. So her license expires June 3rd, 2021.
Okay. All right. I'm just clarifying to make sure we still have jurisdiction. Does anybody have any questions of Ms. Muma or would like to make a motion on this?
This is Chuck. I'd make a motion to not open a complaint on Nicole Newmont, HR 1147.
This is Bart. I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to not open a complaint against Nicole Newmont, HR 1147. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, there is no open complaint against Ms. Muma. Do you have any questions for the board?
I don't think so. Is there anything that I need to do after this point?
Wear a face mask.
Yes.
Yeah, as it relates to this, no, obviously you're not going to renew come your expiration date anyway, so you have, you know, there's no issues with the Arizona Board of Athletic Training as of this point.
Okay. I appreciate you guys.
Good luck in Arkansas.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, 6A2, Laren Shoemaker. We asked, obviously, Ms. Shoemaker last meeting to provide us with the documentation that we needed for her completion of her diversion program, which she obviously has provided. Any questions for Ms. Shoemaker, or does, I realize you were on here as well. Ms. Shoemaker, do you have any questions of the board?
Not at this time.
Okay. Is it Shoemaker or Shoemaker?
It's Shoemaker.
My apologies.
That's okay.
So will we receive anything from the port that everything is completed, or just because she provided documentation of the diversion program completion, everything has been fulfilled?
Mr. Chair, according to the board meeting minutes that were included in the memo, the requirement was that Ms. Shoemaker provide court documentation upon completion of her diversion program.
Right. Which she has done.
She has provided the documentation from Sage Counseling.
That's currently the only documentation that I have. I actually have no idea if I'll ever get anything from a court. I did send it to my attorney, And the email that I received from Sage just said that they were going to send it to the court for processing, so I didn't get a follow-up on that as far as if I'll ever, or if I will get something from the court. So that's something I'm still waiting to hear back from Sage and from my attorney.
Sabrina, is that something that would come, or do we have to go to executive session to ask you that?
You know, I don't. I don't know exactly what would come from the court. If you wanted to direct Ms. Shoemaker to contact the court, or Ms. Whiteford could contact the court just to get some type of finalization paperwork to see if there is any, you're free to do that.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to direct board staff to investigate if we will get the documentation from the court that Ms. Shoemaker's case has been dismissed.
Okay. We don't need a motion on that, because obviously we're just getting board staff instruction. Karen, do you feel as though you have enough information in order to do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Then I would make a motion to put this on the agenda for next month until we can get additional documentation from the court.
Yeah, I don't think that needs to be in motion form. We'll just put that on future agenda items. So, is Ms. Shoemaker currently in good, other than this, in good standing with the board?
I believe so. Let's see.
And is she currently licensed?
Yes. Till March 6th.
Till March. Okay. All right. So, Ms. Shoemaker, I'm just clarifying, this particular situation is not limiting your employment as we speak?
I'm employed.
Okay. All right. So, we have directed board staff in order to see if our executive director can get more information, and from you as well, obviously, if we can get anything from the court system, just basically giving us information that you have completed that. We have no reason to doubt you by any means, but we're just doing our due diligence with documentation from the court system, if at all possible.
Okay, yeah, that's totally understandable.
Do you have any questions of the board at this time?
Since I do have to renew in March, is how should I go about that as far as reporting incidences and stuff like that on the application? Would it be, do I have to still report the same one that you guys already know about, or I think that's my only question at this point.
Mr. Chair, I believe that she would not have to report the arrest. You may want to just check yes that you're under investigation.
Okay.
But you don't need to submit any additional documentation to go with that, because we have everything already.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You bet.
That's it for me for questions.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Shoemaker.
Your time.
All right. We have no initial reviews. We'll move on to number 7, consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the consent agenda has been ratified. Number 8, review consideration possible actions on applications for licensure. No initials, no renewals. Go, Cheryl.
I would entertain a motion to approve Mr. Eric Freeze, ATR 000119.
Let me think on that for just a minute.
I don't know. Does this die if we don't have a motion? I move to approve the renewal application for Eric Freeze 119.
This is Bart. I second.
Roll call.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Buffman.
Aye.
Been moved and approved. You're on.
Thank you.
You did that so nicely, Cheryl.
Thank you. Moved and approved. I like that. All right, number 9, review, discuss, and possible actions, rulemaking update.
Okay, let's see. That would be me. Item 9. I spoke with Trista Guzman Glover at the Governor's Office of Boards and Commissions on Friday and asked her, you know, given the situation where we currently have drafted rules to include dry needling as well as amending rules that already existed, and there's a bill in the legislature for dry needling, and we have our 5-year rule review coming up, how is the best way, what's the best way for us to handle that? So she said double check with GRC, but she believes that it would be best to continue to move forward with the dry needling in rules along with all of the other changes that we're requesting to show that we're eliminating some rules to make up for the one we're adding. Get through that process. While that process is going on, we'll also have our 5-year rule review where at that point I'll say we have all of these other changes that we're making. And we should be all good, hopefully.
Hopefully. Okay. Do we have a date for the GRC review?
No, I haven't submitted the rule revisions yet because I was waiting to talk to Trista about that. So I can submit those. It's not going to be today because I have to do the economic impact statement as well. So I would say midweek. I should be able to do that.
Okay. And certainly don't, I mean, I know I don't anticipate any issues with GRC and our rules. Hopefully that's the case, but.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would think if the governor's office is behind this that, you know,
yeah,
that carries some weight.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay. Number 10, review, discussion, possible action, board business, and reports.
Okay, number 10A, open board member position. I also spoke with Trista Guzman Glover about that on Friday. She said that there were no applications received since 2019, and that there was one back from 2019 that they were going to follow up on to see if that person is still interested. I then forwarded her the name of the person that applied recently, and she was going to look that person up by name, thinking maybe they didn't specify which board they were applying for.
Okay.
I have not heard back from her. That was Friday afternoon that I sent that to her.
Okay. Thank you for doing that.
Okay. Item 10B, the Executive Director's Report. Number 1, the Financial Report. We're at February 1st. 2021, and I have not received the cash report from December.
Okay.
So I need to have a discussion with CSB.
Yeah.
Because we do have a service agreement that is not being met right now.
Yeah.
Item 10B, and then back to the financial report. I don't see any problems with us financially. It's just that we're not getting up-to-date information.
Sure.
Okay, item 10B2, review of recent board staff activities. Amber and I continue to work from home, and it seems like we're getting a lot of new reports of COVID in the building. We've had 4 in the past maybe 8 days.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, stay home.
Item 10B3, statistics, 865 current licensees, 1 active consent agreement with no items due. We're just waiting for the probation period to end. 1 consent agreement with an overdue item, and that was Ms. Muma, so we can cross that one off. And then 3 open investigations. Item 10D1, policies and procedures. I continue to work on that. And then item 10D2, CE Broker implementation. I met with our engagement manager at CE Broker last week, and they didn't necessarily make changes to their system, but they had some changes to the communication pieces for our website. So I have started incorporating that into our website. So I have 1 piece in there. I'll get the other ones that are the how to use ones that are currently on the Occupational Therapy Board website added, and then I'll send out the communication.
Okay. Thank you.
When I spoke with him, we had a long discussion about, other states that are using CE Broker and national organizations that are using CE Broker. NBCOT, the National Board for Certification in Occupational Therapy, from what he says, they're going to start using it. So I said, please contact the Board of Certification for Athletic Training. Because if we can get everybody on the same system, it would help a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it for me.
Okay. Chuck, you want to put your future board agenda item back on there, please?
Yes, can we please repeat 682 for Lauren Shoemaker?
Okay. And then please put on there the board open seat. Anybody have any future agenda items other than those two?
Karen, was there an update on my request from Friday?
Yes, but we can't talk about that in the board meeting because it's not on the agenda.
Should we put it on the next agenda item?
Yes.
Yep, put it on there.
Do you want me to name it, or do you want me to...
That was for athletic trainers providing COVID-19 vaccines?
Correct.
Okay, anything else? Okay, I know we have 1 public. Lori, do you have anything?
Hi, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I would just ask that the rulemaking still be continued on the agenda. I assume that's happening. I just wanted to verify. And I also want to offer Karen help from our lobbyist, Susie Cannata, or any one of us from the state association with the economic impact state.
Okay.
We're happy to review or help or give guidance or feedback as much as you may or may not want it. I mean, if you don't want it, we don't provide it. But if you would like it, if you'd like
it, whether you want it or not.
If you want some eyes on that, we're happy to help with it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And thank you all.
Oh, whose dog is upset?
Yeah, I had to unmute real quick on that one. All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
The only other thing I would like to say before I made, or before we adjourn, was I want to congratulate Karen for the President's Award for the AZATA, very well deserved, and much appreciate all the work that you've obviously done on getting us redoed for that eight year time frame. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Karen.
All right, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Because Bart, so moved.
So moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 9:55 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Chuck Hoffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.